Kedina ben Simkov samachta al mitzah say al kol ish mi shol shiyfta mi koin es benoy shu bchor limoy bachamishim. It's a mitzvah deraisa, although that would be a lot of money, chamisha slim, right? It's already a lot of money. It's already over $100, I think now. Five slim. Sliver is expensive. Okay, it's a mitzvah sabina torah for every yishol to redeem from the koin, this firstborn, from the mother, a peter rechem. The firstborn from the mother, if a man marries more than one wife, and each wife has a firstborn, he must do a pidyon ben on each one, each firstborn from the mother. Bechamisha sloim. Umadeo shalanu. Our coins, the kitzur shul chonar, because you're writing in his time in Hungary, 150 years ago. Umadeo shalanu tsarch sheyu kolkach ad she kulam chamisha. What are the lutim ushlish kesef tsaruf? Okay, and this is some type of a currency that he was familiar with in his time. The yachol litein l'koyin afilu shor chafetzim. You don't have to necessarily bronze, silver, chamisha, ushlif kashav tzav, bronze. Okay, bronze, silver coin. Okay, so whatever the calculations has to be five siloim. The yachol litein l'koyin afilu shor chafetzim sheyu shavim kol shavim kach. You can don't have to necessarily give him silver. You can give him shava kesef. Avoloi karka ois oishtaros. You may not give a karka, and you may not write out a check. A check is not valid for opinion haben ulchein in poidim be
banknotes.
A machlokes. There's a machlokes. Rabbi Reisman has a chapter on the status of a check. The difference between a check in America. Every country has a different set of laws. America and Eretz Yisrael. In America, to cancel a check, you go into the bank, you write out a check, $1,000. You go to the bank and say, you know what, I want to cancel a check. Okay, fine, just sign the dot, and it's fine. In Eretz Yisrael, to cancel a check, you have to pay a fee, a bank fee. In Eretz Yisrael, to cancel a check, it's a crime. It's a crime. It's illegal. It has to be legitimate. The laws are established different in every country, the status of a check. And a check. And you have to have reason. You just can't avoid a check without any valid reason. There has to be a cause, a reason, a valid reason. What? Let's say you didn't make a mistake. Let's say I just want to cheat someone in business. Okay, I go and I buy something, and I give you a check, and then I go to the bank and I cancel the check. So what have I done wrong? For no, I just canceled the check. So I'm a gan if that's for sure. Okay, let's not fear about the ganef.
Insufficient funds. You want to cancel it?
No, you just want to go cancel the check. I cancel the check. Is the government going to go and have an issue with you and prosecute you for canceling the check? No, the government will put you in jail for being a ganef. You went and you've taken merchandise and you have not paid. So the law is you have stolen, you have taken into your possession an object, you have not paid for it. But canceling the check, you didn't do anything, you just canceled the check. That's not a big deal. In some countries, if you cancel a check, besides the fact that you're a ganef, that you went and you took merchandise without paying for it, the fact that you canceled the check for no reason whatsoever, you wrote a document, a legal document, and you've canceled it for no reason, the person, the merchandise is fine, everything is kosher v'yosher, and you just for fun are canceling a check, that is a criminal activity. So arise, may I...
There's another difference.
Okay, Reisman in his book, he says, so the way the laws are established with checks has a nafkamin la halacha if the check has a status of a shtar or not. I don't know all the details, but that would be they're not nafkamin, it's in halacha, how halacha looks at the status of a check. Yeah, what do you want to say, Rabbi Meir?
In America, you're not allowed to, if you write a check and you know there's no coverage in the bank,
yeah,
it's a felon.
Oh.
In Israel,
yeah.
All the checks you write don't have
cover. Yeah, no, Israel has not, because they have the overdraft.
They have the minus.
It is really true. In America, what head checks, and then all the time head checks.
Right.
In America, it's also done. In some schools, they don't take your child unless you write head checks.
Right.
There's no money in the bank.
Yeah, they don't deposit.
No.
What?
That's a post-dated check.
Yeah, they date the check.
That's a post-dated check.
In other words, outdated.
It's
for June 15th.
It's
July 15th.
Right, post-dated check in reality.
All right, I don't know what goes on.
But doesn't, when it's banknotes, isn't it referring to paper currency?
That's what he's talking. Bank notes are paper currency.
They're called Federal Reserve notes.
Okay, so that the government is it backed by? Is it backed? This the government changes policy. Years ago, every dollar bill was backed by gold and silver, gold, and no more.
Silver certificate.
No more. Right? They change it now. It's invisible. Money today is it's invisible. Doesn't have any backing. It's just
backed by the government. By not with a physical deficit.
By China. It's backed by China. China owns the United States, right? How much debt does the United States have? Whatever it is. So this. Okay. So that's why it's not advisable to pay. That's why you don't give dollar bills. We don't write checks. You don't give karka. You give silver. How much silver do you give? So you have to ask the amount of silver, 5 salohim in the Torah. You have to make a calculation. There are some written on this of how much silver content is there in a seller of the Torah. We're able to figure this out. And you have to give the equivalent of that amount of silver, bismanaz, which comes out today. They give, like, if you give six silver dollars, real silver dollars that you can get in the bank or you can get from a collector, that has enough silver.
5.5.
5.5? But you can't give a half. $5 and one half a dollar bill?
40 years ago.
So if you give, that's the calculation, approximately 6 silver dollars has enough.
Until 1921, the silver dollars were more silver. That was the last year of the real silver dollars. After that, the silver dollars were not real silver dollars.
I gave the 1890 silver dollars. But I gave the 1890 silver dollars.
21
and backwards.
By the picture of the bag, I gave the 1890 silver dollar.
As far as the amount of silver value of silver is between $50 and $100. That's what it costs today to do a pinyan aben. To be somewhere between $50 and $100. That's how much silver content you need to. That in Eretz Yisrael they've minted beautiful coins in honor of Pinyin HaBen. They've taken pure silver. I don't know if it's 100% pure, but they've minted coins where you buy 5 coins, and they're minted beautiful, whatever Pinyin HaBen, it says Psukim, whatever it says on it, and this has become a collector's item to use for Pinyin HaBen. Not all normal circles. The coin is sometimes the coin, even the silver dollars, even the silver dollars. Sometimes the coin will give it to you. So let's see. There's a lot going on. Let's see. So we have Yachalitin leKoyin Afilu Shav Shach Veitzim Sheyu B'Shum Shavim Kach Avaloi Karkois. But you're not allowed to give karka Oishtarois V'Lechein in Paidim Be. Okay, these bank checks. V'Noegim Lasa Suda LeMitzvah Zos. The custom is to make a suda in honor of the mitzvah. Let's see over here. The Shochnoch on the Aleph on the previous page. As V'Noeg Shehu B'Char LeImay V'Shut Tuv Tam V'Da. A man married a woman, and the woman has an affair with other men. And at this point in time, she does not have children. The gerusha, he divorces her. Ubeini lebeini yol the zachar. And then, approximately nine months after the divorce, she gives birth. So the question is, who is the father? Is he the father? Well, maybe the father is someone else. So, can the father say, it's not my problem. It's not my problem. I don't have anything to do with this woman anymore. I divorced her. I don't want to know from her. I heard someone told me she... It's not my kid. Well, I don't know if he said not my kid. Well, he doesn't really know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's... I don't know if it's my kid or not. I don't want to have any dealings with her. I'm not looking for trouble. It's not my problem. So, what is halach? Ulai hu ein b'noi kevin shahaysa perutza b'znus v'hela d'mechuyiv l'vdoi. So, no. You can't do that. Since over here, it's 9 months later. Approximately, I'm assuming that situation. We have the principle of roiv b'ilois achar habal. So if she's pregnant, we have a right to assume that it was from him. The mechuyev lufdaisa the roiv b'ilois achar habal. The ein le potre mishum the ein holchim b'mamon achar roiv. He has the lamdan. Lamdan is ein holchim b'mamon achar haroiv. So you want to extract from me $100. You don't go bust a roiv. The imkain tifter mikol mitzvahs pidyon aben. That's not an argument when it comes to pidyon aben, because even if they're happily married, you have a couple that's happily married, who says that he's the father? You don't know what his wife is doing in secret. You can't try. That's Chazal say. Even though a man and a couple happily married, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. So every time, marriage, the father can say, "I'm not giving pidyon haben." It's true. I'm married. Roiv beilois acher habal, but there's always the possibility that something happens. And chayish lemiyuta. So therefore, I'm not the father. I'm not giving pidyon haben. So this svara, and that's obviously ridiculous, because the Torah says you have to do pinyin aben. So the Torah is telling you pinyin aben is not subject to the principle of ein holchin b'mamon achar harayv. And once the Torah has made that exception when you're happily married, that exception will obviously be made when you're even unhappily divorced. Okay, the ein lepatro mishum
friendly uncoupled
like a train.
The A lepoid, right? Yeah.
Would be permissible today to do a DNA test?
Today, okay. So today's DNA test is
can't be mighty.
What? Can't be. Why not? You can. Mamon, you can be mighty. DNA nefashos, you can't be.
That's right.
DNA, no, yeah, DNA minoys, he follows circumstantial evidence. Ruba de ruba, not every single situation, but ruba, only DNA in the fashos, he don't follow circumstantial evidence. But DNA minoys, halacha lemaisa, I remember when O.J. Simpson, when he was, so he had two trials. He had the DNA in the fashos trial. The DNA in the fashos, that was circus, unbelievable what was going on those days. Okay, so the Dinei Nefashos trial he won, and the Dinei Mimonos trial he lost. So I went to a shir and the Rav in this topic, that was a sensational shir to give shir on. What would halacha say? And they said they got it right. They basically got it right. They can't get him on Dinei Nefashos, but on Dinei Mimonos they got him. This was this. So okay, so that's a separate question. How does DNA? How does the paternal test work today when it comes to Binyan Aben? L'chayra, you're right. L'chayra, if you do a test and you're 100% sure that it's not the father. Okay, let's use his test to say that it's not the father. They do a test on the baby, and they know for sure that this person is not the father. L'chayra, you don't have to do the Binyan Aben. It's not my son. It's not my obligation. L'chayra, you're right. That's not a raya. Just because the baby is black and white doesn't make a difference. They know they have case like that. What? What?
It's a mama in chiyuv or it's a
mama in chiyuv. Pidyon aben is a mama in chiyuv. Purely mama in. It's kedusha. You paida the kedusha with mama in. It's a din mama in. Lechayra, if there's a paternal test and the child is not, even if they're married, they're happily married and the child is not from the father. It's the mother did an avera. He doesn't have to divorce her, because for divorce, then you don't. I don't think you would follow the DNA to require him to divorce her. But as far as pidyon aben, which is a din mamonis l'chayra, I don't know for sure. It would be ain you don't have to do it. It's not the father's mitzvah. It's not this person's mitzvah. It's not the husband's mitzvah. It's the mitzvah upon the father. It's not my son. So whoever the father is, let him come forward. You don't have to pay for this. It's not his mitzvah. Let's go further. So same way that rule applies when a couple is happily married, that rule applies when they're not married. When he divorces her and she has a child 9 months later, we do not know who the father is. So he's running over here. Every paisek going back for the last few hundred years made calculations how many coins you have to give in their time and their place. So the Chasam Sefer in Pressburg, in Pressburg, in Hungary, Austria, how many coins you have to give in order to be in their country. Aval, what about Shir HaTmidi, Shel HaChamishim Sloim? But one thing never changes. It never changes the five Siloim. Sela is the rabbinical term for a shekel in the Torah. Shekel in the Torah is a Sela in the Mishnah. There always has to be five coins, and we know exactly how much silver content that is. I don't have the calculations. happens here, but Shira Hatmidi Shal Mishra Shal Chamisha Slaim Shechi V'Toyroku Kesef Tsaruf Umizukok, and it is pure silver. Pure silver Mishkal Elef V'Tes Meos V'Eshrim Soirim, 1920 kernels of barley. Barley seeds. Take a barley seed, the average barley seed, which probably itself is subject to debate exactly
no,
what.
You need to go further. What
barley? Okay, Kain Kasav, Kain Kasav, even the Grim is also subject. What is the seed of barley? I have a whole safer on this. So, what is the size of the barley? Not, you have to start off with the barley seed, and that turns into grams, and that turns into the calculation, but you have to have a starting point. So, even that's subject to debate. Kain Kasav to reserve Lufi, Cheshbon, Hanirim, Hanoyagim, Kais, Birfam, Dinois, Ain Mizeb, Shud, Arugas, and Baisim, Shud, Minchas, Alozad, who Sadi Dalad Gram, 94 grams of silver. So, you can go look up online every day the price of silver. Changes, and that's why it's always difficult. How much pure silver there is in these coins? There's no such thing as pure silver. Every coin, the pure silver, the coins would rub out. You have to have as an alloy. They mix in other metals, and every minting, every time they mint coin, there's always going to be I don't think it's always consistent. How much other metal they put into to make the coin? They change, so you have to know when you get a coin, know the year, and know the policy, and know, make sure that you have enough silver content in the coins. And we've said today the cost, if I'm not mistaken, is to use six. If I'm not mistaken, they use six silver dollars. Six silver dollars passes the threshold of having enough silver content, which is equal to the five silohim of the Torah. Okay, the halacha gimel ein poidim be. Bank checks. Okay, whatever this is, whatever that word that is, some type of document. A bank note. Okay, bank notes. Bank notin. Bank notin. Okay, a bank note. Good, good.
Paper money.
Okay, let's see. With paper money. Kachu aminig mishum. Kachu, that is the custom. Mishum, the yesh bezeb pluk sob yachvonim, ayim bezeb beshuvus ma'ava. Uvishud hachasam soifer. Bilikud yachasam soifer. Uvishud heishav moisha. Uvishud ein yitzvak. Uvaruch hasholchan. Ve'ata, b'shas hatfasa. When I'm printing this safer, he wrote this one in the 1940s, 1950s, no, later, 60s, 1960s? No,
early 50s.
1950s. Me, who's that? Okay, Shehela de Chosmois im Geruim Yoiser. These are worse. Hey, these stamps are worse than banknotes. They hay mikhuyav al kolponim lekablam bitaras mos midin de malchusa, because they're mikhuyav, at least the banknotes, they're mikhuyav al kolponim lekablam bitaras mos midin de malchusa. Aval hachosamos stamps ein mikhuyav lekablam bitaras mos stamps. Interesting status. Is that really true today? Stamps, I don't know the status.
Well,
you can't pay with stamps.
They don't accept stamps. I remember my father, Zichron Levrach, always used to tell me. He used to tell me this story. He was amazed. Is that there was a vending machine where he worked, and he once put in money, and nothing came out of the machine. So he sent, and there was a number to call on the machine that in case you lost money, you call up this number. So he called up the number, and the guy said, "Okay, just give me your address." And he gave him his address, and it came in the mail 2 days later. Stamps.
The phone company.
Stamps.
Okay.
With 15-cent checks. Uh-huh. They did. No, they.
The postage cost.
Remember when they sent stamps?
I used to get until not so long ago. I used to get checks for less than the postage. I'm not joking. From certain organizations.
And the postage is more than this.
Okay, so here there is such. I don't know what this means. He's so over here is telling us a situation where you want to pick it up with stamps and with checks or with cash. Which one is worse? So both are worse. Both are no good. And if you have if push comes to shove, you only can use one. So he's saying, I don't know what the laws are. He's saying a chiddush that using at least dollar bills is better than using stamps. Stamps have less status of cash than dollar bills. Let's. Silver certificate. So what is the status of that? I don't know. These halachos are very complicated. The din of a shtar, is it called shavik kesef? What is a dollar bill? Is it shavik kesef? Is it a shtar? is it nothing? What is it? And every country is also different. We mentioned every country has different laws, and what might be halachically valid in one country is not necessarily valid in another country. Halacha dalit. La sois sudas suda lemitzvah zois. Ayin b'ramah. You're allowed to have a fleishik tikka suda for pinyan aben even in the week shavuah shechalboi. Shavuah shechalboi is the most severe form of avelus. Even during that week, you're allowed to have a suda fleishik tikka suda for pinyan aben. Ela shelo yehei sham rak minyan mitzumsam. Don't go overboard. Just 10 people. Uvitu rezov hevi yesh makil v'sama mekel. You cannot have more than a minyan mitzumsam. Upinyan haben shavar. What happens if 30 days have already passed? So we learn about this is that Erev Shabbos after Mincha you're not allowed to have a Suda because it interferes with the Suda of Shabbos. But if it's a Suda Bizman, it's the Zman Mitzvah, then there's Mekilim. You can be Mekil as long as you don't eat too much. But when it's Shaloi Bizman, you're just coming to make up for a Suda that was not done Bizman, then it's much more chomor to have a Suda Erev Shabbos after Chatzot. They did the pinyan aben. The pinyan aben must be done. You know, if the pinyan aben is being done right now, after Chatzos, Erev Shabbos, then you can be mekel, you can have a Suda. But if the pinyan aben was done yesterday, was done yesterday or last night, some don't do that night. But let's say it was done the day before, and for whatever reason they were unable to have the Suda, so it was a tainus. So yesterday was a tainus. And they could not have the Suda at night, for whatever reason. And now they won't have the Suda by day. And now before they dilly-dally, the time they get ready for the Suda, it's already after Chatzos, Erev Shabbos. So it seems to say over here that it's not so simple that you're allowed to have the Suda's Pinyin Aben on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, since the mitzvah already was done. It was done yesterday. The Zman already passed, the mitzvah was done, and now you're having a Suda Shalom Zman. It's not going to be doing the prohibition of having a Suda Erev Shabbos after Chatzos.
You have the Suda together on Shabbos? Let's say the Shalom Zman.
Why not? Ein ma'arv simcha b'simcha is only for a wedding. That's a very halachah. Ein ma'arv simcha b'simcha is only for suda sheva brachas and a wedding. When it comes to other types of mitzvahs, we don't generally say the rule. So I don't know the answer, but I'm guessing. On Simcha, right? So why Yalla Sudas Bris Mila, you have a Sudas Bris Mila, you even have the Sudas Chasana you have at night. Yeah, right. So it's not in the inner and Simcha with Simcha. Cholamoid is where I'm sorry. Cholamoid is where you have that rule of Aimar and Simcha with Simcha. On Yom Tov. Shabbos is not beginner. So L'chor, why not? The same way you have a Bris Mila, you have the Sudas. So L'chor, you can have the Sudas Pinyin Aben on Shabbos. You already get, of course, you did the transaction, you don't do Pinyin Aben, of course, on Shabbos. So you did the transaction on Erev Shabbos Friday. Now you want to have the Suda the Friday. And that's you want to combine it to this. I'm sure it happens such things where sometimes you have to be machmir, we'll get to all the calculations of 29 and a half days. You can't do the pinyin aben until later in the day. And if you can't do it till later in the day, let's say it comes out on a Friday, so the first opportunity you have to do the pinyin aben will be Friday afternoon, which he says that
that's
bizman, but even that is not so simple. But it'll be much more convenient to wait to have it at night, Suda Shabbos. Do you ever go to a you ever hear of a pinyin aben for Suda Friday night? I never heard of such a thing. But not necessarily is it incorrect. I don't know the answer. I do not know. Yes, you must. That's what it says. That was the halacha, that you have to have a Suda. A Suda is ma'akev. You have to have... It's a Suda smitzah.
Well, that's why you have it.
You're even allowed to have fleishik. It goes to show that it's a chayva. You must have the Suda.
In the middle of the Suda.
You have, well, that's a separate halacha. Generally, the minig is to have the pinyin aben in the middle of the Suda. First you wash, and then you have to have it later on, I believe. First you wash, and then you have the Suda. It's not like a bris mila. A bris mila, first you do the bris mila, and then you wash. Pinyin haben, first you wash, and in the middle of the Suda, you do the pinyin haben. That is lechatchila.
Dovel is allowed to go to a pinyin aben for the Suda, as opposed to certain other things that,
And Ovel is allowed to go to pinyin aben? Yeah?
Ovel is allowed to go to
pinyin aben?
Because the Suda is the Simcha.
The Suda is the Simcha. It's in the middle. It's in the middle. Okay.
So why does it say Noyag in the Suda?
It doesn't say anywhere in the even a Suda's bris mila is also a minhag. It's not a halacha. You have to have it. It's a strong minhag. I don't know.
Caterers say you have to.
Okay, let's go to the next halacha base. Omar lukoyinecha. Let's go further. Omar lukoyinecha sheyifta mimenu espinayi also lachzei boy. Okay, this goes back similar to my bris mila. Once you are mechabed a moyel with one bris mila, that's it. that moel has rights to all the bris milas of your future children. Now here you only do bris milas, you only do pin them in once. But
multiple wives.
Multiple wives. So is there such a halacha?
I don't know.
Polygamy, have multiple wives, but here once you promise.
Zivik Shaini.
Okay, so once you promise, but here we're not at that point. Once you promise, you give your word, you give your word to a moel that you're going omar lekoyin echad sheyifte mimenu to one koyin to the menu es benoy also lachazabov imchaz apod also mikoyin acher hareiz apod. It's okay, but the evidence is okay, but you've done something that is incorrect. Let's see. Oisay on the bottom. Oisay on the bottom is omar lekoyin the v'shul chasam soif v'kasav the afilu shloy befanav even shloy befanav omar she. He didn't tell him. He just said in the presence of others. The word gets out. You're in shul, and you ask who is going to be the kohen, and you say I'm going to give it to so and so, and you never told that person he's going to be the kohen. So once already you have revealed publicly who it's going to be, you're not allowed to have charata ayin sham huvagam bepisrei tshuva. Period. A very big kiddush to be careful who you give the opinion of Ben to.
Pay him.
What do you mean pay him?
Pay the five shloim to him and to him.
No, you only do it once. You only give the five saloyim.
No, I understand that because you made him. You didn't want him.
So you want to go do it again since you caused him a loss. You promised you can do it, and then you caused him a loss of money. You have to go back and get the money. It doesn't say you have to do that. It doesn't say. Savik yichos. Savik of the yichos. If who is the yichos? We don't know for sure today who is the claim of yichos. So you give to multiple.
That is in square.
Yeah.
When the present Rebbe had his first child, so his father told him to get several kahanim and make sure one of them would be Rav Lieberman, who was the menahem in Salem.
A kohen miyuchas.
He was a kohen miyuchas.
Rappaport.
Rav Lieberman said, I have always been the kohen miyuchas. For the Rebbe to become a Kohen Sofik, I'm not ready.
For the Rebbe to become
a Kohen Sofik, just because of the Rebbe, I'm not ready to do it. And he was the only Kohen.
Wait, I understand. The Rebbe was also a Kohen.
No, the Rebbe said it's because the Rebbe wants, and he wants to make me a Kohen Sofik. I don't want to be a Kohen Sofik.
Because he said, bring multiple Kohanim, so that means you're not, he made him.
And one of them should also be. So I'm also a Sofik. I'm also a Sofik. He was insulted.
He was the only Kohen. He was insulted.
Wow.
You lower me.
There's a famous story I think we mentioned earlier.
So they printed the Chazon Yair when they first printed all the chumers of the Chazon Yair. He also says that the Chazon Yair took for Pidyon HaBen, let's say 120 grams.
Yeah.
So Rav Noah wrote back in the paper, he says, there's a chiyuv on everyone according to the Chazon Yair. Every Bechor has to find a new Kayan and give him the additional money.
Because
if you already ate a smaller shear of matzah or smaller shear of arba kaisis or whatever, you did it already. You can't be fulfilled. But if they were paid to you with the non-chazayin shear, then you owe the kayin additional money. And everyone in Eretz Yisrael, every bechor has to give additional money. So the chazayin wrote a back response that no, chaz v'chalila. He didn't mean, he just didn't know, and he thought Lechayr Desfar was like that, but he didn't pass it like that. And this was...
Give and take between Rav Chaim Noah and Rav Chazon Ish. So he was more machma, 84 grams versus 120 grams. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Omar, halacha gimel. Ein poidin es habachor at sheyavru olav shloishim yoim. Okay, this is a very complicated halacha. Uvi yoim shloishim yechod yifdu, you have to wait until 30 days pass. On day 31 you do the pidyon haben yad. Shloi lahashreis es hamitzvah not to delay. It must be as soon as possible. Zrizem makdimim lemitzvahs. Vein poidim Shabbos. Pidi is not done on Shabbos. Veloi v'yoim tov. Because that's a business transaction. You don't make kinyonim. On Shabbos, you do not engage in business transactions. But if the 31st day falls on Cholamot, you can do the pidyon. Okay, now this is a custom. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling us that the custom is only do it by day, not at night. And if the 31st day comes out on Shabbos or Yom Tov, or the 31st day, for whatever reason, it was not done, and now it's already the 32nd plus, so then yesh lefdoise takeif balayla, you can do it even at night. Shalyacharov, which it's not so uncommon to have a pinyan aben mitzvay Shabbos. You do hear of such things. Mitzvay Shabbos, mitzvay Yom Tov. V'lo yamtinu alamochar lahashoyz hamitzvah yoyz. Okay, now let's see what it says in the bottom. Then we'll just, maybe we'll discuss some of the zmanim. Okay, let's see. What do you mean?
They're both from Deraisa, right?
Yes.
Push off on Shabbos. We push off.
No.
Because it's Doicha Shabbos. Because the Torah explicitly, it's a very good question, because the Torah explicitly says that Bris Milah is Doicha Shabbos, a special drasha. If not for the special drasha, you're right, Bris Milah would not be done on Shabbos. You can do it after Shabbos. But Pinyan Aben, there is no special drasha. So therefore, the Torah just says that the earliest time to do the Pinyan Aben is day 31, after 30 days. So therefore, if it's Shabbos, it's a conflict, so you can do it after Shabbos, so we don't have a pasuk which overrides the basic halacha. Okay, let's see.
Is this
a Me'esh? Oh, I'm going to talk about it in one moment. Let's just first finish halacha and we'll talk about it.
Because of
the 30 days? No, the Torah says. The Torah says Chodesh. Torah says... the Torah, it's not because of Nefil. It's because the Torah says it has to be a Chodesh. And a Chodesh is not really 30 days. That's what we're going to discuss. A Chodesh is really 29 and a half plus a little bit more. How long does it take the Earth, the Moon, to go around 29? So it's not really 30 days. So why do we wait until? So we'll discuss that in a few moments. Let's just see what's over here. Yiftu miyad. The alkoponim yesh ledaktik nami in kvar over hachov tes yom in yud beis shos tofshin tzadi beis chalokim. If it's 29 and a half plus, a little bit more than 29 and a half days, the amount of time that it takes for the moon to go around the earth, that's called a chodesh. The imnoilat samuch le'erev b'yom ha-shabbos, the baby was born in the erev, in the evening, b'yom ha-shabbos, oz ba'boiker b'yom beis, then in the morning, b'yom beis, b'mei hakayitz, shaleilos kitzam, when the nights are very short, av shayom lamed, even though it's 31 complete days, mikol makom, lo over od hayud beis shos, v'tof shen tzadi gimel chalokim, you have not yet gone through 29 and a half days, v'chein chalom, just to finish up what it says, v'chein chas b'dod b'yuhud etanino, t'yesh l'daktik b'zev, v'tof shen tzadi gimel chalokim, who karv l'gimel revi shah, is equivalent to 3/4 of an hour. So it is 29 days and 12 hours and 45 minutes. So what does he mean? He means here as follows. He means here the following problem. When you wait 31 days, now the reason why we do day 31 is because day 30 can be, you can have 30 days but you don't yet have 29 and a half days. No, you could have 30 halacha calendar in the afternoon.
Late in the day.
The baby is born late in the day. The very end of the day. So
that's
already called a halacha in a calendar day. And now you go forward another 30 days. So another 30, so day, that's already day 31. That is now day 30. When you arrive in the morning, you now have arrived at day 31. Let's say it's the summer when the night is very short. So it comes out, you now are in the 31st calendar day of the life of the child, but you don't have in hours the equivalent of 24 periods, plus another 12 hours, plus another 45 minutes. So we're showing over here we got a very big problem. You have to be careful. This is why the custom, this is brought down in the Sun. The custom is to do, this is not accepted by everyone, but there are people who have the custom, kohanim, that the minig is you do the pidyon haben in the afternoon. of the 31st day. Not like a bris milah, where you do the bris milah zrizim magdinim lami early as possible. Why would it be such a custom to do the pidyon haben in the afternoon of the 31st day? Because there are a few, theoretically it can happen that if you do it on the morning of the 31st day, it's less than the amount of time it takes for the moon to rotate around the earth. The amount of time the earth rotates, that's what the Torah really demands. A chodesh. A chodesh is defined literally the amount of time the moon goes around the earth, which is 24 periods of 24. First you take 24 hours, multiply by 29, plus another 12 hours, plus another 45 minutes. Typically, if you're in the 31st day of the baby's life, you have passed that threshold of that number of hours. But theoretically speaking, it's possible to construct a case where you don't have that amount of time. Again, to review, is that the baby is born the very end of the day. So that last minute already counts as the baby's first day of its life. But that could only be 5 minutes. There's 5 minutes on that calendar day. Now we have 30 days. And those 30 days, let's say 29 more days. So we have 29, let's make it now we take another 29 complete days. That's 29 days and 5 minutes. If 29 days, which are 24 hours, plus the 5 minutes of the baby's life, which is now 30 calendar days, which really is 29 periods of 24 hours, plus 5 minutes. Now we come into day 31. Okay, it's nighttime. We're not having the bris mila at night, we're going to have the bris mila during the day. But it's a summer, it's a summer night. How many hours are there in the summer night? Let's say it's 8. 8 hours. So now it's Alois HaShachar, Zrichot, sunrise. How many hours has it been since this baby has been born? Well, take 8 hours from this day, day 31, take 5 minutes from the first day the baby was born, that's 8 hours and 5 minutes, plus 29 periods of 24 hours, we are less than the amount of time of the time that the moon goes around. So therefore, to avoid problem, in this situation, you have to wait until it is the afternoon. But let's say, for argument's sake, the baby was born early in the morning, or the baby was born at night, or let's say it's now in the winter when the nights are very, very long, and early in the morning, yeah, it's a Sunday, let's say the 31st day is a Sunday morning, and you want to go invite all of your friends and relatives to come to a beautiful pidyon haben, nice and early, 8 o'clock Sunday morning, you got no problem. So in Achanami, there are many people that do not make a problem. When there is no problem, do not look for trouble. Every rav is accepted to make the calculation on his own, and if you know the baby was born early in the day, or was born at night, and also even the baby was born later in the day, but if we're dealing now, during the winter, when the night time has more than 12 hours, and you could be absolutely certain that the calendar day, the 31st calendar day, has passed the number of hours of 29 days plus 12 hours plus 45 minutes, which is the time that the moon needs to go around. Okay, whatever it is. If you have passed, so then there's no problem. You can make the bris mila. That is a common mikveh. But there are those, you're going to find rabbanim, that tell you loy plug. No, we do not differentiate. We do not want to make trouble. For you, it's good. But like, what's going to be 6 months later when your cousin you're giving birth now in the winter. I know you got a cousin, and your cousin's pregnant, and 6 months from now, she's going to give birth in the middle of the summer. She may give birth at the end of the day, and she's going to want to copy you. Keep up with the cones. You had the bris milah. I don't know, I didn't mean you over there. You wanted to keep up with us. So I also want to have a Sunday morning pidyon haben. But your Sunday morning pidyon haben is shalaika halacha. So in order not to create confusion, you will notice that many people who make a pidyon haben make the pidyon haben in the afternoon.
Do you have to do another pidyon later?
Yes, you do. You have to do it all over again. You lo yotza. Lo yatsa. No, you don't want to delay. The minhag is not to delay. The minhag is to do it the earliest time possible. No, you don't do that. That's not. You don't play around with halacha like that. You do it once and you do it right. Does the kohen l'chora? Yes, is a mekach tos. I only gave you the money to be paid to my son because I was a bar pedil. He was not a bar pedil until this point in time. L'chora yes, give back the money. There's a general question: the kohen b'chol give back the money? Different minhagim. There are some kohanim. Generally, when you do go to a pedil ben, does the kohen give you back the money? So there's some kohanim will give you back the money. Why? Because then it might be gezel. They I'm not sure. Kohen miyuchas. You only give me the money to be paid to the son on the tonight. That I'm a kohen miyuchas. Kohen miyuchas. I'm not a kohen mitzvah. I can't tell you for sure. I'm a kohen miyuchas. So I'm giving you back the money. What's the problem with giving back the money? So then it becomes, if you know in advance you're getting back the money, you're not really giving him the money. It becomes a joke. It's matana al menas lahachsir. So is matana al menas lahachsir good? Maybe yeah, maybe not. What's your kavana? It becomes a problem. So therefore, some kind of bedafka, don't give back the money. In order to show that this is the real deal, regardless, it should be a matana. You don't give back the money. So there are different customs as if the kohen gives back the money. But here, okay, so this is the situation. Now, this problem has a very practical application, and that is you generally never do a, you don't do a bris milah bisman at night. At night. Why not? You, theoretically, there's no reason why you can't do a pinyin aben at night. For example, let's say the baby was born in the beginning of the night. In the beginning of the night. It doesn't matter. And now it's fast forward 31 calendar days. The baby was born sunset. Sunset is 8 o'clock. The baby was born 8:01. So go forward 31 calendar days. Go into the, so 30 is going to be more than. It's at night, so it's more than 29 days and 12 hours and 45 minutes. You're in the clear. So why can you do it at night? Here is where everyone says loy pluk. Here, since even though in this situation you can't do it at night, because here where the baby was born at night, but what's going to be next time when the baby is born in the afternoon, or the baby is born late in the day? And when you go fast forward to the 31st calendar day and it's at night, you certainly don't have 29 days, 12 hours, and 45 minutes. You don't even have that all the time during the early morning, but that's rare. Not having is much more rare. But at night is much more probable. So this is the reason why the minhag is. Me'ikar hadin, you can make a pidyon aben at night. There's nothing holding you back. You just got to make the calculation. But because the calculation is complex, and it's very, and there are significant number of situations, significant number of times when making the pidyon haben at night on the 31st calendar day would be less than the hours you need for the moon to go around the earth. Chazal said, "Loi plug." You never make the bris milah at night. We always want to give you a pidyon haben at night. We always want to give you a buffer of a nighttime, which is an average of 12 hours, to push you into the morning, to give you that additional 12 hours to play it safe. You want to play it safe 100%, so then push it off to the afternoon. So do we push it to the afternoon? That is a machlekes. I know Rabbi Rav Kahane in Tarvadas, so he told me he was very upset. He says that he told me that's not the minhag to do it in the afternoon. He says the reason why it ends up being done in the afternoon is because most of the time it happens during the weekday. And during the weekday, most are working. And you want to make a nice suda, so you don't want to, you know, a bris, you have no choice. A bris, you have to make a bris. A shmaris abayka, you don't have a choice. So all your family has to come 6 o'clock in the morning, whether they like it or not, they got to come there. That, but opinion I've been, since there are situations where people make it in the afternoon, so people got into the mode, into the routine of making it in the afternoon, even when it's not a problem. Even when the baby was born at night, and there's no reason why you can't make the bris milah early in the morning, on the 30th, the pinyin aben on the 31st, early in the morning. There's no reason why. But out of convenience, in order to bring the family together at a time that's convenient, on a nice, long summer day, So we'll make the pinyan aben 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock in the afternoon, even though technically you could have made the pinyan aben 7 o'clock in the morning. So he felt of Marei Rav Kahana Tarav Das that was shloi kedin zrizim makdimim lemitzvos. If you can make the pinyan aben 6 o'clock in the morning, you should make the pinyan aben early in the morning, just like you make a bris milah. It's only in those unique situations when the baby was born at the end of the day and the pinyan aben is taking place in the summer, when you can make it early in the morning, you have to make it in the afternoon. You have no choice. But the loy plug was only set for the night. You don't make a pinyan aben at night, but during the day you do make a pinyan aben. But of course, but the other, but again, at once, it says over here in the Kishon, once already the zman has passed, once already we've gone past 31 days, and there was a delay in doing the pinyan aben, then you do make the pinyan aben at night. Because there's nothing technically wrong with making it at night, it's only the problem of the hours. Okay, that concludes this halacha, and we will stop here. Take a short break.
I still have the... Very late.
We'll do it next time. It's very late. We'll do it next time because it's very late. It's very late.
My son is born this year.